So many of you are probably aware that for some reason during this time of the year, robberies and burglaries kind of increase. So one day during this time of the year, there was a burglar in the house, and obviously he thought he was all alone, but all of a sudden he heard a voice say, "Jesus is watching you." Well, he froze in his tracks. He looked around, and there in a corner of a room, he thought he saw a parrot. And when he went over, he said to the parrot, "Did you just say Jesus was watching me?" And the parrot said, "Yes, I did." So the guy said, "Whew, what a relief. By the way," he said, "what's your name?" The parrot said, "Clarence." The guy said, "What a dumb name for a parrot. What idiot called you Clarence?" He said, "The same idiot that named the Rottweiler Jesus that's standing behind you." This guy was about to have a bad day. In today's gospel, we hear of another man who had a bad day, Joseph. The day Joseph learned Mary was pregnant was probably the worst day of his life. Did he feel furious, betrayed, depressed, desperate, ashamed, devastated? Matthew tells us Joseph was a just man, a person of impeccable faith and integrity that led to a profound love of God and neighbor. So rather than unleash all his justifiable emotions, he tried to discern God's will. Joseph looked to the tried and true of his tradition. He consulted the scriptures. He spoke with the God who had accompanied his people through thick and thin, through blessings and hard times. What was he to do? You can almost hear him saying one of the Psalms, "Keep me safe, O God. In you I take refuge. I bless the Lord who counsels me. You will show me the way." He thinks, divorce her quietly, that neither condones her sin nor condemns her. It's the law's most merciful solution. He prays again, "I bless the Lord who counsels me." Then the angel came in the night. The angel calls him Son of David. Something new begins to dawn in him. He is not called to rely on Moses, nor to be a prophet, but a son of David. God had promised David, "I will raise up your offspring after you. I will establish his throne forever." The people were the subject in Moses' commands. However, God made the promise to David. Emmanuel, God is with us. Joseph was confused. Joseph's dilemma was whether to rely on Moses or on the word of an angel in a dream. It was a risky decision. If he condoned and smoothed over or hid adultery, he became as guilty as a perpetrator. The safe path would have been the merciful application of the law. However, the angel said, "Do not be afraid." Was that a command from God? Following the law might have seemed like the best way. Why should he think he knew more than his ancestors? On the other hand, what about the Holy Spirit? Can we confine God's Spirit to our rules and expectations? Joseph apparently decided that as long as either choice could have been risky and wrong, he might as well follow the angel's orders. Joseph challenges us to live lives of profound discernment. He was one of the first to experience the Paschal mystery, in which what he thought was the worst day of his life actually was a day of unimaginable grace. As Joseph faced his decision, the stakes were exceedingly high. Matthew's story tells us how God gambled on Joseph. Luke's nativity reveals how God gambled on Mary. In reality, God gambles on all of us. In return, our faith is a gamble that God's love will lead us in a time of confusion and doubt. If Joseph were here to visit us today, he might counsel us to worry less and maybe pray more. He might even give us a pre-Christmas gift of Thomas Merton's prayers for doubters and worriers. The key phrases of that prayer are, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going, but I believe that the desire to please you, in fact, does please you. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire, and I will fear not, for you are always with me." Even in confusion, this is an act of faith in Emmanuel.